One of the most familiar experiences in life already happened this morning as I woke up and I turned the light on in my room. Any of us, I'm sure, probably already today have either walked into a dark room or when you woke up this morning, your room was dark, and each of you would have reached for the wall and flipped that switch on to turn the light on. And of course, instantly, everything changes in the environment that you're in. But nothing in the room really actually moves. You know, the walls aren't necessarily moving around. But suddenly, you're able to see everything that's in the room. And so suddenly, your perspective, really, of everything in the room is changing. You know, that simple image of light is one that sits right with us at our readings today. We heard it in our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and then it was repeated through the words of our Lord in the gospel. Jesus says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." The gospel shows us exactly how that light turned on. Jesus begins his public ministry, and it's not in Jerusalem, which is really where the center of all commerce and activity is. It's not in the temple, of course, a place of prayer, and it's not among the powerful. Instead, Jesus begins his ministry in Galilee, which is a place that's known for a mix of cultures and struggles, religions, ordinary people. And his first words are simple and direct. He says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It's good for us to remember that the word repent doesn't mean feel bad about yourself. Repent means to change direction. Repent means to turn around. And repent could even mean to step into the light, to turn the light on. And then Jesus does something surprising. He starts with a relationship, the relationship that he has with these men that he's called to be his disciples. He sees these men, they're ordinary men. They are fishermen. They don't have necessarily any notoriety or power or influence. And he says to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Jesus doesn't necessarily wait for them to be perfect or to have everything figured out on their own or even to understand everything. But if you can appreciate that analogy of the light, in some ways, Jesus is really turning on the light for them and inviting them to walk into this dark room. What was a dark room? And that's how God works. You know, the light doesn't erase all of our problems. The light doesn't, if you use the analogy of the room, the light doesn't necessarily move anything in the room. It doesn't fix every fear of ours, but it does change how we see everything around us. And this light was given to us in our baptism. It's the light of faith. So it's good for us to think about maybe where in our own life right now things might seem either dim or uncertain. Perhaps it's in our relationships with our family, our friends, the people that we know. Maybe it's a decision that we're trying to avoid. Maybe it's a habit that we're trying to change, something that we're trying to overcome. It might even be in the context of our own parish right now as we're trying to discern where the direction of our parish is going to go with a new pastor. Things might seem dim or uncertain, but Jesus doesn't shout and he doesn't force, he just invites us to follow him in that dimness, in that quietness. So it's a good image for us to pray with this week as we might turn a light on. It's a simple thing that we do on a regular basis, but as we turn that light on, it's good for us to ask, where is Christ inviting me to step more fully into his light today? The same Jesus that called those ordinary fishermen is also calling us right where we are today. And when we let him turn that light on, we begin to see our lives, not necessarily as a place of darkness that we're trying to escape, but instead as a place where God is already at work.